This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
We got a lot to talk about. Man, Jim Carville says he thinks Donald Trump will skip the debates with Biden. He will not want to participate. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, thekevinjacksonshow.com. When I give you that statement, I want you to understand the level of desperation the Democrats have. You've seen it. You hear me talk about it all the time. I tell you all the time, folks, you better embrace this chaos. I don't mean it in, like, get used to it. I'm saying be happy that all this is happening now because we get to fix it. You have a fixer in the White House. His name is Donald Trump. And when he wins, and there's a guy that says he's got a 91% chance, yeah, that's about the odds I'd give him, maybe 99. Yeah, the guy that's predicted presidential elections for a long time says Donald Trump's got a 91% chance of winning. And I was asked on a friend of mine's radio show, what do you think about that? I said, I think it's low. I think Joe Biden has a snowball's chance in H-E double crooked socks of winning the presidency. And I gave him the reasons. Joe Biden and his own party, 20% of the people think this dude is demented. 19% of the people, or 17%, still want to go for Bernie Sanders. 19% were undecided in the Kentucky primary. Joe Biden's the only candidate. Another 14 or 15% voted for other. And then there were other candidates that got votes. Joe Biden got 57% of the vote, and he's the only candidate. And they want you to believe there's a mandate. In your dreams, the only way Democrats can win is if they figure out a way to cheat. They can't get all the mail-in ballots done. And there's going to be a lot of people watching this election. And Donald Trump is not a chump. He's not going to lay down. So if you want to believe that Joe Biden can win, fine. But he's not going to win. That's not why you listen to the program, because you think, oh, Kevin's going to tell me everything I want to hear. I'm not telling you what you want to hear. I'm telling you, Joe Biden is mentally diminished. It isn't going to get any better over the next few months. And the more he's seen in public, the worse it's going to get for him. And Democrats should be ashamed of themselves. But they don't have that in their DNA. Democrats are ashamed of nothing. They will stoop to whatever it takes. And if they can't intimidate you verbally, they will come and try to burn you down. They will put crosses in your lawn. They will burn your house down. They will threaten to burn down your businesses. They will threaten to shoot and kill you. Am I lying? Look at the couple in St. Louis, the Democrats that work to get black people out of the criminal justice system and are prosecuting cops. And you know what happened to them? Democrats, Antifa, KKK supporters, Black Lives Matter supporters, they converged on this couple's yard, threatened to kill them and burn down their businesses and their homes. That's what you get when you get Democrats. And if you think that the world isn't noticing how scary that is, that you can be as woke as you want to be, but that doesn't mean you aren't going to get targeted. And if you think that targeting matters by the color of your skin, trust me, it doesn't. If the same black people that claim that Black Lives Matter, if that had been a black couple, they would have caught the same grief. And if they want, do you think it immunes you in the black community because you're black, that people aren't going to break into your house? They're not going to rape you? They're not going to rob you? They're not going to murder you? You must be out of your ever-loving mind if you believe anything close to that. That is a fact. And you know what? It ain't a secret, folks. People know it. Black people know it. White people know it. Enablers, all of them, they know it. They know exactly what they get. They're scared. I talked about it the other day. You got Rowling and Noam Chomsky sending out a note saying, listen, we've got to be able to communicate and talk and all this. What have we been saying for the whole time? Listen to our side of the story. Oh, they just Republicans. They ain't no, they got nothing good to say. Really? We are the reason why this country works. Give yourselves a hand. Pat yourselves on the back. We are the reason this country works. We're the reason people want to be here. We're the reason why people want to stay here. We're the reason why people still aspire to the greatness of what America is. And it has nothing to do with leftism. If you are a leftist, you don't love America. You don't love any of the principles that it stands for. You want a free ride. And what everybody works for, you think you can take. And you'll use whatever reason. So what? You were never a slave. So what? You know, white people have done nothing to you. Nothing. Black people still go, they owe me, man. They owe me something. Look what they did to my ancestors. Has anybody ever said to you, hey, man, let's check your record on your ancestors? I really want to know. I'm going to take an intrusive look at your ancestry DNA. We're going to find out what your people have done. And you find out they're the biggest crooks and scoundrels on the planet. Well, you think he would change his mind? No matter, man. I'm black. And my people back before that, they were slaves. And they were whatever. Shut up. That's what I say to them. Think they can intimidate you. Whew, that was a good little quick recap of things. Seeing racism everywhere. I mean, I'm going to talk about this Bubba Wallace thing for quite some time because Bubba gets into a spat with the president. He wants to become the victim. The victim. Bubba's a victim now. Black Lives Matter is a victim. Getting money on top of money. Shameful. How much money this group is getting, and they are nothing but a terrorist organization. Shameful. Anyway, Jim Carville says that Donald Trump is afraid to debate Biden. A man who graduated from Wharton. Oh, by the way, there's a controversy. Donald Trump didn't take his SATs. Okay, let's say that he didn't. Let's say Donald Trump, that's what his niece says who wrote this new book. By the way, where's Bolton's book? Anybody hear anything about Bolton's book? Remember the one that had all the controversy? It was the next thing that I guess was going to bring Trump down. Where's Bolton's book? Well, his niece, Trump's niece, has written a book. She says Donald Trump paid somebody to take his SATs. Okay, let's say he did. Donald Trump then gets into Wharton. And let's say he cheated his way through Wharton. Okay, let's just go with it. Let's go with the leftist mentality, because we know he didn't. Because if he did, they would give us his grade. They would tell us he was a scoundrel, and we got people that said this or that. I even saw a guy tweet and says, if you took a test for us at Donald Trump's SAT test, tweet me back. So anyway, he goes, he cheats on his SATs. He graduates from Wharton, gets a loan from his dad, because his dad would certainly condone cheating on his SATs and faking his way through Wharton. His dad loans him $1 million. He becomes a billionaire. Now, let me ask you this. Would it matter? Would it matter if he cheated? Did somebody take his SATs? Because I'm going to tell you, if I'm too busy to take my SATs, but I can make a good score and I can pay somebody to take them, I'd say take my test for me. Because I don't care. I'm going to be a billionaire one day.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, get your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendovite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I was a little bit heated in the last segment, wasn't I? I'll admit it. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. I was describing Democrats, and it has a tendency to get me a little bit heated. Because they're such scoundrels. You know? And it's funny, they always think they're going to get you. You know, Bolton's, I mentioned Bolton's book. Where's Bolton's book? Bolton's book was supposed to be full of all this stuff that was going to be bad for Donald Trump. And I asked about Trump's taxes, and because I hadn't heard about it in a while. Now the Democrats are going, we got to get Trump's taxes. One guy, this is a New York Times article that says, New York Times says Biden should demand Trump's taxes ahead of the debate. How can you do that? See, that's an excuse they want for Joe Biden to say, I'm not going to debate him until he gives me his taxes. That's what he wants. That's the excuse. It's not required. Donald Trump's a sitting president. His taxes are none of your business. But they're looking for any out. I tell you guys, you got to stop looking at the news the way they want you to see it. You got to start looking at it for what it means. Jim Carville says Donald Trump's afraid to debate Joe Biden. Why is he saying that? That's what I talked about last segment. Why is Jim Carville saying that? He's saying that because he knows Joe Biden is afraid to debate Donald Trump. But he has to give the perception otherwise, because that's going to be the spin. And the part two of it is Donald Trump won't release his taxes because he's afraid to debate Joe Biden. Now, can I help you connect the dots a little bit? He doesn't want to debate him. He's afraid. He wouldn't show up. That's why he won't release his taxes. They think it'll force him to release his taxes, which they know it won't. But it gives him the excuse for covering for Biden. Nice strategy. If it weren't for the fact that Donald Trump is Scooby-Doo, he's going to solve the crime. You know what I'm saying? He's going to unmask you at the mine and find out that there's lots of gold in that mine, and you didn't want us to get to it. You wanted to rob the town. That's what's going to happen. Debate. Donald Trump afraid of Joe Biden? Are you serious? And Donald Trump's taxes? I mean, come on. So one of my buddies asked me the question about the taxes. I said, what do you think's going to happen with Donald Trump's taxes? I go, let me give you the Donald Trump strategy. For the people who listen to the Kevin Jackson Show, let me explain how Donald Trump works. It's brilliant. What Donald Trump does is he finds out what you're going to get worked up about. And in this case, the Democrats are taxes, 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 taxes. So he says, okay, they're worked up over taxes. I'll fight them. Now, most people go, he's fighting because he's guilty. No, Donald Trump fights because of the principle. You don't deserve them. You don't need to see them. But I'm going to set a trap for you. I'm going to fight you. I'm going to make you think that there's something there. And he does. Donald Trump fights tooth and nail. Goes to court. He gets injunctions. They get released or whatever. He goes to the next court. And he keeps fighting you. And he lets you think you're winning. And then, when you think you're about to get the taste of the sweet nectar of victory, Donald Trump yanks it right from under you like Charlie Brown, like a Lucy, and Charlie Brown trying to kick the football. And let me tell you how he did it to Maddow. We talked about it before, not even that long ago, but certainly at the time that it occurred. Rachel Maddow had Trump's 2005 taxes, I believe it was, or something. It's either 5 or 15. And she's going to do an entire show on it. And she set it up as Donald Trump doesn't pay his taxes. He's not he's a tax cheat. He escapes taxes. He does anything he can not to pay, not to pay, not to pay. Now, meanwhile, all around her are Democrats who don't pay taxes, who minimize that. 2% charity or whatever. If that, Bernie Sanders, giving nothing. Barack Obama gave nothing. Joe Biden, less than that. All of them looking for taking every tax break they can get, but claiming sanctimoniously that we need higher taxes. Hey, no, I make a lot of money. I just be paying tax, high tax rate. Then pay it. It's that simple, Barack. But they don't. So Donald Trump makes them believe, boy, I skipped out. Oh, he's going to use this deferment. He wrote off $1 billion loss on a casino thing, and he's been using that deferment, and he pays no taxes. He's a scoundrel. A tax cheat, tax avoider. How can you elect him as your president? So Rachel Maddow sets this entire thing up. She has her viewers just titillated. They are sitting at the edge of their seats going, get him, Rachel. You get him, girl. You show him. And meanwhile, Donald Trump's chuckling. He's laughing. Oh, which ones did they get? At this point, he doesn't even care how they got him. He's going, oh, they got him? Okay, good. Let's spring the trap. So the first thing he does, and I talked about this before, Donald Trump says, I'm releasing my taxes ahead of the show. So he does. And what do you think was in them? I told you the other day, he paid $38 million in taxes. He did not write off the stuff that he could have written off legally and legitimately. It turns out Donald Trump paid more money in taxes in a single year than every presidential candidate he faced had paid in a lifetime. And you're going to try to sell that? Oh, and by the way, because he has a moral core, he said, I'm not taking that deferment. All those that money I lost, I've already done enough with it. I'm not taking it. That was a surprise. And I swear, if you get a chance, if they still have it up, go watch that show of Rachel Maddow vamping for an hour going, what the, We got on Trump, Texas, and we've got him here, and right here in my little hens, and she's fumbling with the papers, and you know, we've been talking about Donald Trump in Texas and all that. And then she starts trying to soft shoe the idea that, oh, he did pay his taxes, but he's still a bad guy. Oh, he didn't take that deferment, but he's still a bad guy. And I tell you, it was a thing of beauty in so many ways in terms of Donald Trump. Because what he proved is these people will do it. Even when they get the truth, they spin. What Rachel Maddow should have said is, you know what? He got us. But not only did he get us, shame on us. Because we assumed that Donald Trump paid no taxes. We assumed that Donald Trump took this deferred tax thing and was using that in order to not pay taxes. And you know what we did? We were dead wrong. You know the outcome? That was the outcome. We were dead wrong. It maybe it's something we all in America should take a lesson from, that we shouldn't jump to conclusions. Now, there are some other looming issues with other taxes, but given the evidence here that's been presented, I'm going to take a different look. I'm going to maybe start being more fair. Remember when the New York Times and all them, after getting caught in lie after lie after lie and having to fire people who were making up stories, they said, we're going to be better journalists. Is that occurring? Do you really believe leftists are going to change, you know, the leopards will change their spots? I apologize to leopards and people that love leopards or even using them. If you think they're going to, you're dead wrong. And this is that was a perfect example, but Donald Trump sprang the trap, and it was beautiful to watch. We'll be back.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey, self-reliance gardeners. Now that you've got your crisis garden planted, the next step is to make sure all your vegetables are going to grow like crazy the rest of the summer. For that, you'll need an all-natural, full-spectrum plant food that works to not only maximize nutritional uptake for you and your family, but is also guaranteed to make your fruits and vegetables actually taste better. The name of the product is ProtoGrow, a proprietary blend of bioactive superfoods for plants designed to produce rapid plant growth in record time, so much so that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. It does this by combining powerful trace elements and micronutrients from seaweed extracts with a balanced blend of macronutrients from cold water fish. The result? Vegetables grow faster than ever because they now have the essential bioavailable nutrients they need. Go to growlikecrazy.com to learn more. Huge summer discounts now available. growlikecrazy.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump admitted that White House Coronavirus Task Force member Dr. Anthony Fauci has made a lot of mistakes in how he's handled the messaging during the coronavirus pandemic.
Dr. Fauci is a nice man, but he's made a lot of mistakes. Like, you don't have to ban him coming in from very infected China. I did it anyway, and we saved hundreds of thousands of lives. I banned Europe from coming in when Italy and when France and Spain were having all the problems, and we saved hundreds of thousands of lives. A lot of people said, don't do it. They've been wrong about a lot of things.
A massive heat wave is affecting much of the country, with the National Weather Service forecasting 75 or more record high temperatures to be approached or broken from today through Tuesday alone, and that number is expected to grow. Temperatures in Phoenix and Las Vegas could reach 115 degrees. This is USA Radio News. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin says a second round of stimulus checks should be included in a new coronavirus relief package. Mnuchin also tells CNBC regarding unemployment insurance being extended again, he doesn't want to see folks get more than they would get if they were working.
You can assume that it'll be no more than 100%. So yes, we want to incent people to go back to work. And even at 100%, if people have jobs, we want them to go back to work. So enhanced unemployment is intended for people who don't have jobs, and particularly industries that are harder to rebound. So we will not be doing it in the same way. And we're in a dramatically different situation. Many businesses are open. Many businesses want to hire more people today.
The White House says President Trump's campaign rally in New Hampshire, set for Saturday, will be delayed by a week or two due to a storm making its way toward the East Coast. More news can be found online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Monty knows I believe this every fiber of my being. We're posed. What I propose is it can be done. I think we're in a position to really make it happen. And my team and your team are already working closely together and to light up the path forward here. Critical laws like the PRO Act to strengthen collective bargaining. On politics like prevailing and look, yes, I'm taking too much time, but
they say that Donald Trump is afraid to debate that brain dead clown. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. Wow. What do these people smoke? What do the left? I don't get these folks. Crazy. Crazy to their rotten cores. Anyway, I'm glad you guys are here. Glad to be able to explain things in a way that you get it. To help you see through the ruses. I don't know if you guys saw, but I've got a buddy, Dan Bongino. You might know him. He's all over Fox these days. Anyway, Dan made the comment. He said you can shove the mask up your butts, but he used a different word, of course. And I've been telling you guys, I feel identically the same. Arrest me, give me a ticket, whatever. I can't wait to fight the mask ordinance. And the only place that I don't do it is on the airlines, because I have to fly. And eventually, I could win the case, but I wouldn't be able to fly around. I can't drive everywhere. I gotta fly. But this, as soon as the first case is won, trust me, it's going to snowball. I went to get some food for take-up, and I live in Arizona where, we got guns and we're mostly conservatives, and I live in a highly conservative area. People wearing a mask, whatever. And I heard that some people actually got in a fight over this. A guy got fired because people are like, why aren't you wearing your mask? I rejoice in the notion that somebody might come up to me and go, why aren't you wearing your mask? Because I'm going to say, I don't have the stupid disease, and I'm not afraid of getting it. So if you want to be in your little mask, go ahead, sheep, but I'm not wearing it. Anything else? And Melissa tells me all the time, she says, nobody's coming up to you to talk about your mask. She goes, they sense everything they need to know about you. And you know what? I suspect she's right, because I am no nonsense. I walk in confidently without my mask. And here's what's funny. At the restaurant you go into, you go in and they go, you need to have your mask to enter the restaurant. So you go in and the hostess will have her mask on. And then you look around the restaurant, nobody's wearing their mask. Oh, because you don't have to wear your mask while you're eating or drinking. Yeah, that's the magic thing. The Wu Flu understands you're taking a break because you're eating or you're drinking. So then you don't need to wear it. But any other time you need to wear it, because the Wu Flu knows as soon as you quit eating or drinking, it's back on duty. Did I seem like I'm mocking it? Yeah, I could be. So we got this news. California, Texas, and Arizona shatter This is what the title was, Shatter COVID Infection Records. Guess what they all have in common? Let me give it to you again. California, Texas, and Arizona. Did you get it? I'm sure you did because you're a pretty smart audience. But there are Democrats, leftists, progressives out there. So let me explain it to them. They border Mexico. And let me tell you what Mexicans have figured out. We have an amazing healthcare system in America. So no matter what they've got going on, they cross the border, they hit our hospitals. Let me tell you why. I know this for a fact. Because I dropped my little boy off to go to my alma mater, the Marine Military Academy. Flew into Valley International Airport, which is about 30 miles from the Mexican border. I get the only cab that is left. I get in the cab and the guy goes, man, you guys are so lucky you got me. I go, how's that? He goes, there aren't any cabs available. Couldn't rent a car. No cars available. I said, yeah, we couldn't even rent a car. He goes, yeah, all these nurses are being flown in to handle the surge of COVID in the hospitals. I went, get out. He goes, yeah. I said, there is no surge of COVID, but what are they here for? He says, well, he goes, being honest with you, Mexican dude. He says, all the Mexicans are coming over, and we're taking them. And they're coding them COVID, and I will bet you money you're getting charged that $39,000, the taxpayers, for every one of these Mexican nationals that's coming over here complaining about, getting a splinter in their finger. And how many times do you have to hear a clip of somebody explaining, listen, the way we quote code COVID is, if you got killed in a car wreck and we test you for COVID and you die of COVID, that is your mortality. It is because of COVID. I'm not even exaggerating that. That's what they said in Chicago. The medical director of Chicago said this. These are lies. So first of all, there is no surge of COVID in California, Texas, or Arizona. That's a fact. It is not. They are double-tripping, quadruple counting. I know this because this isn't conjecture, people. I'm out talking to nurses. They're telling me how it's being done. Conservative nurses are going, this is the biggest scam I've ever seen. One of my nurse friends, her name is Claudia, she said, Kevin, during the time of the epidemic, the pandemic of COVID, our hospital had one COVID patient. This was during the lockdown. No surgeries. They had one patient that had COVID in a hospital that can see that can have has capacity for 2,000 people. She says we had one COVID patient. That's what they shot everything down. And they made it sound like it was a run on the hospitals, man. Too many people. During that time, if you drove by a hospital, and I drove by at least four of them, lots were empty. But they want you to believe that that was what was happening. So now, we got Texas, California, and Arizona exploding in COVID cases. That's to set the ruse that we're exploding in COVID cases. But what it is it's the liberals saying we're going to get Mexicans over here and treat it and into this country. And that's what's happening. They're getting as many of them over here before that wall gets built while we are distracted with Black Lives Matter protests, looters, terrorists, and a host of other things. That's what they want to get us on. Oh, I mean, that's what's happening. The EPA now says there are two viruses that can kill the Wu flu. Two disinfectants that can kill the Wu flu. Yeah, this is a title that I read. And I thought to myself, I wonder who makes those, and I wonder how much money Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, and all these other leftists made when that information got out. If I were an investigative reporter, I would go find out who bought that stock, where did it go, in any significant amounts, and I'm going to make you a bet. I'm going to make you a bet that there are some leftists who made a fortune on that stock. I watch the stock. Yeah, you know, I'm big in the stock market. Well, I'm big in watching. But I watch the stock go from $70 to $70 to $103 in a day. And I immediately went, it's a COVID-related thing. Sure enough, it was. I guarantee you, Go look through Congress, see who made money. You'll find out they made a boatload of money. Yep. These are just headlines, giving them to you. So another one, another ruse, another farce. I've talked about it for most of the show, at least touched on it here and there and covered it in some areas. But Black Lives Matter wanted a boycott of all non-black businesses. That date that occurred was on July the 7th. And a guy who wanted to do it, he commented, "If black people don't buy anything on that day, you will watch America come to its knees. It'll be begging us." Let me ask you, did you notice? Because I didn't, and I obviously did not get the memo, because my activity did not change on July the 7th from July the 6th to July the 8th. There was no difference. I did not do anything different. And here's the problem. A lot of it was automatically taken out of my account. Mortgage got to get paid. You know, it's funny. But the idea that the black population believes that if you want to do something like that, fine. If you say, we're going to give our money to black businesses, I don't have a problem with that. If you say, Kevin, I see black business as, you know, something that needs to be cultivated, et cetera, and I want to get, I don't think of that as racist. Go for it. I agree, by the way. I think there are many black businesses that need to learn how to run correctly, and they need to thrive. But I won't do it if you give me an inferior product. But, yeah, so they got upset over that. But I want to cover this before we get to cut out. Amazon says it's no longer going to sell Redskins merchandise. So Amazon's not going to carry it. Which, by the way, opens up a real big opportunity for a lot of other people. Maybe somebody will take the bull by the horns, the sitting bull. Ooh, that was good. But I think it's funny because, you know, of course, it's in the news. We're tearing down statues, good and bad. So what? As a double Native American born in Trenton, New Jersey, and also part Injun blood, I'm proud that the Redskins would dare put my people as their symbol.
We love white men.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Baghdad is safer than New York City. Many of these war-torn countries are actually safer than American cities. If you take the statistics out of cities, you know, say top 10, top 25, holy cow, America's so safe, you could walk around with no firearm, you wouldn't have to learn martial arts, nothing if you take out the top cities for their crime. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. How insane is that? So much crime concentrated in so many areas. You just pluck out the cities and suddenly we practically have utopia. Think about it. When you pluck out the cities, you pluck out all the Congress people, the corrupt cops, the corrupt judges and politicians. I mean, just imagine a world with no Democrats. Imagine a world with no Democrats, with no leftists. Because it's not just Democrats that are the problem here. Imagine a world with no leftists, where people react with common sense in dealing with stuff. I talked the other day about J.K. Rowling and Noam Chomsky talking about, we got to have more dialogue. We have to be able to speak about issues. You can't talk about anything. It's pretty amazing. Can't say a word. You mention anything that's contrary to the leftist narrative. Well, there are some good cops.
Oh, there you go, talking about good police. You know what police do to black people, man. What you talking about? Blah, blah.
Wait a minute. You don't even want to admit there are good cops? You don't even want to admit that the overwhelming number of cops are good cops. You don't want to admit that. But you want me to admit that the small percentage of bad guys, that's why when people try to bait me, well, surely, Kevin, you can admit that there were some bad Republicans. No, I ain't going to admit anything. I'll admit to this. I'll admit that Democrats hung my people. That's what I'll admit to. See, that's called, you don't buy into their argument, and then you come back at them with the actual thing they want you to admit to. Because what they're trying to do is what we call, in the biz, transference. They want to take what they did and transfer it to you. And the minute you go, well, sure, I can admit that, but they're gone. They are on the, see, well, you admitted it. Yeah. That's not the way you debate a topic. You don't allow for transference. And here's what transference is. We used to call it in sales. I'm giving you guys some very good debate tactics. We used to call it in sales when you get the client to admit to a yes question. You get them to answer yes. You never have a client say no. So you say, well, Ted, thanks for having me here. It looks like, you know, and he's fed you already the information. You've got a supply chain problem. Ted, it looks like you have... You got a bit of a supply chain problem. Yeah, Kevin, we do. That's exactly why you're here. I haven't told him anything new. But you know what I've done? I've made him go, oh, we're in simpatico. We think the same. Now, it might be a good supply chain problem. I got more orders than I can fill. But I don't want to tell him, hey, listen, I'm not here to solve a problem, you know. Well, Ted, it's not really a problem. You just got a lot of orders, and you got to figure out how to fill them. Now technically, yeah, Kevin, but I mean, I don't have the money, you know. Now we get to dive into all the other things, and he's at a negative. I want him to go, oh, we got a problem, don't we? It's our problem too, right? Because once that ownership occurs, it is our joint problem. So if I'm debating you and I go, well, surely you can admit, folks, that there are Democrats that are racist, right? And once a Democrat goes, well, yeah, oh, now we share the problem, right? You admit it. Now we see it the same way. But if he fights back and goes, well, no, Kevin, I can't see that. Now we got a debate. Now we got to go mano a mano. But if he admits it, then we're golden. So whoever can get you to admit that is going to win the argument. I know that sounds trivial, but it is a fact. Because it's no longer based on facts. It's now an emotional argument. Oh, you side with me now, but now you don't want to side with me in this part of it? Even if everything I say after that makes total sense, I've agreed. So my lesson to you today, white people, and others who listen to the Kevin Jackson Show, is don't agree. That's the trick. Well, Kevin, surely you can agree that the black people have been oppressed by the police. I don't agree. Oh, man, let's debate it. Okay, let's debate it. Surely you can agree that white people have been oppressed by the police as well. The same things that happened to blacks with policing have happened to whites. You can agree with that. It may be a smaller percentage, whatever, but can you agree? Yeah, okay. So we can't have a discussion about what's happening to one person versus another person because of color, because we all agree it happens to everybody, right? You get what I'm saying? Once I get them, I'm done. And then if I go, okay, well, so now that we agree that it does happen to whites, let's really go delve into the numbers. Did you realize that white people have more encounters with the police per capita than blacks? And I'm talking about not just based on, oh, well, black people are this percentage of the population. White people have more encounters as a percentage of people than black folks. And white people are being killed in bigger numbers than black folks. And in fact, per capita, they're killed far more often. You're more likely to be shot by a cop if you're white than you are if you're black. Are you aware of that? You're done. You're done. I've cooked you. Sizzle. Not like bacon, but, you know, they do taste good.
when you sizzle up a leftist. And they good eating. So, what I'm looking at here, folks, is, and we talked about this the other day, is all the lies and how you don't let them get away with the lies. The people that, you know, I'm waiting for somebody to come to me and go, well, you need to be wearing your mask. Shut up. You don't know anything about this. You are a sheep. You are following in the footsteps of this. Let me ask you this. I'm not sick. So who's at risk? If I know I don't have this stupid virus, who's at risk? Me, right? Exactly. So if I choose not to wear a mask because I'm not sick, that's on me. It's none of your freaking business. Yeah. See, you got to know how to throw down. Cover-ups, man. So we know that we got places in the world where they don't have police. They got, it's just a horrible environment, and it's safer than our cities in this country. And leftists don't want to even tell you the truth about it. They've watched crime go through the roof. Everything that they've tried has turned to crapola, and they seem to not care. Andrew Cuomo is now investigating himself. Have you guys found this out? He's his conclusion was he's not guilty of killing the elderly over the Wu flu. That's the conclusion he came to. He enabled a massive outbreak in New York City's nursing homes and then tried to cover it up. He and his brother. And it's the same thing he did, but Andrew Cuomo, when he started, I don't know if you guys know this, he started a commission to investigate fraud, and the commission started investigating him, and he shut down the commission. Well, he's essentially done the same thing here. Still happening. They investigated, his administration investigated the policy and its impact, and concluded that the decision to send patients who tested positive for the coronavirus into nursing homes was not a significant factor in the thousands of deaths that occurred in nursing home facilities statewide. Wasn't his fault. He sends people with a disease that targets and kills old people into a place where old people are, and he catches heat, so he says, well, we'll investigate it. And in his investigation, the results were conclusive. That wasn't the reason they died. Do you sense a bit of sarcasm? Certainly a sense of hypocrisy, me pointing it out, that this is a man who puts a disease people into a place where the very people that can't get the disease, if they get it, will die. They do. And he says, you know what, we're going to investigate it, and the conclusion is, I'm not at fault. But what was even more incredible than that was what he said was at fault. You ready? The 33-page Cuomo administration report blamed nursing home staff and visitors for unknowingly infecting nursing home patients. The report actually praised Cuomo. It was issued by Health Commissioner Dr. Howard Zucker, a Cuomo appointee. Cuomo then criticized the nursing home's policy and said of how they were handling things and said it was pure politics. So a Cuomo appointee essentially said, we will say that the hell dictator is good and everything he did was fine with the nursing homes. You sensing a bit of craziness here, people? Well, I do.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.